The following Cruise Addicts Talk Show is a production of Cruise Radio.
In these winter months, consider TripInsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from TripInsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise Radio.
Hey, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Check us out online at cruiseradio.net.
On this show, we'll have Teresa Norton Masick, editor-in-chief of Vacation Agent Magazine. She'll talk about the new ships coming out in 2012. Also, listener Sonia Chereau from Houston, Texas, will review her sailing on the Carnival Triumph out of Galveston. But first, Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Doug. Happy New Year.
Hey, man. Happy New Year.
Right back at you. Norwegian Cruise Lines just announced their winter-spring schedule for 2013 and 14 for their new build. Give us the latest.
Well, Norwegian Breakaway, as it stated, is going to be it's going to begin sailing round trip out of New York. It's going to be doing New York, Bermuda sailings, Florida, Bahamas, and then what it's going to do for 2013 and on the 2014 is it's going to do 25 7-day cruises to the Bahamas and Florida. Beginning October 13th. So there you go.
Cool. Celebrity Cruises announced that they're offering more guest behind-the-scenes experiences. What exactly are they, and how much is it going to cost?
Well, what they're doing is they're following in line with several other cruise lines, Princess, Carnival, etc., that are offering some tours of the areas that are very rarely seen, like the bridge, the mooring deck, the crew gym, theater, engine room, you know, the control room. And also an opportunity to interact with the crew. The charge is going to be $150 per person, and that's going to include a wine-paired lunch.
You know what, though? I mean, for a family of four, that's expensive.
Well, it is expensive. It is providing, you know, tours, you know, experiences into other areas, so that's why they offered that lunch. But, I mean, it's, you know, they have to hire a certain amount of crew, and look, they are looking for profit.
Yeah, just watch Star Trek. You'll know what it's all about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Royal Caribbean's Allure of the Seas went to St. Kitts for the first time during their 9-night holiday sailing last week. Are we going to see more calls to St. Kitts?
Well, I think we are. This was certainly a test because, you know, being the largest ship in the world, it was a test to see if St. Kitts could handle a ship of this size, because, you know, both Oasis and Allure have been doing the same itineraries for the last couple of years, and this is the first time that they've gone to, you know, they've diverged from their or digressed from their current itineraries, and apparently went very well. And, you know, like their ships, you know, the celebrity ships, St. Kitts is growing in popularity, so, you know, who knows? We could see some changes to include St. Kitts.
Last week, you told us about Disney's brand new ship, Disney Fantasy, and their schedule involves New York for like 4 days. Is there any more on that? And the ship should be floating out in a couple of days, right?
It is, Doug. The Disney Fantasy is scheduled to float out in its shipyard in Papenburg, Germany, on Sunday. And as far as the dates are still pretty set, as far as February, it's supposed to be there February 28th to March the 2nd. It's not 100% there. You know, they just want to make sure the ship is 100% done before they make any further commitments. But, you know, who knows? The naming ceremony could be in New York, could be in Port Canaveral, which I think would probably be their best bet because it'll give an opportunity to showcase the seamless experience between the Disney parks, hotels, and the ships. But they do definitely want to show the ship to the, you know, the number one media market in the world in New York, so they're hoping to be able to do something.
What other ships can we expect to see in 2012?
Well, the U.S. market, Matt, we're going to have just four ships. We're going to have Disney Fantasy, Oceania's Riviera, Carnival Breeze, and Celebrity Reflection, and that really kind of rounds it out, which is surprising since, you know, the last maybe 10, 15 years we'd have 6 to 7 new ship builds. This year we've got four. 2013 is only two. 2014 is three. So, you know, they're really winding down the brand new ships.
Very good. Very good. I have the Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy, charm on my charm bracelet, and I'm really counting on that to bring me good luck in 2012.
I thought that was really nice of Doug to get you that Pandora bracelet.
It was very sweet of him. Thank you, Stuart.
All right, buddy. Take it easy.
See ya.
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One.
Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun?
Cozumel?
Or New England?
Or Canada?
Or Italy?
Or Greece?
Or the Far East? Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Let us send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number one. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1 or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number one in cruising nationwide, Cruise One.
Each week, we give you Porthole Cruise Magazine's Pick of the Week. If you're cruising to Jamaica this month, mark your calendar for the Jamaica Jazz and Blues Festival, which is being held January 26th through the 28th at the Trelawney Stadium in Montego Bay.
The annual event is known for its amazing lineup of Jamaican and international artists showcasing several genres of music like country, jazz, R&B, alternative, rock, and of course, reggae.
During the three-day festival, you can catch performances by 25 artists, including the one and only Celine Dion, CeeLo Green, Nicole Henry, Jolie Black, Richie Stevens, The Temptations, Half Pint, Yellow Man, and many, many others.
Great lineup.
Yeah.
What's more is that 2012 marks the 50th anniversary of Jamaica's independence, so the festival will be celebrating that much more this year.
Find out more at JamaicaJazzAndBlues.com. I just can't tell you how we are always so delighted to run into our next guest at various press events or fancy events. She is Teresa Norton Masick, Editor-in-Chief of Vacation Agent Magazine, a travel trade publication for travel agents. She's covered the cruise industry since 1995. She knows what she's talking about.
She's
Teresa.
Been around, yeah.
Yes, she has. Hi, Happy New Year, Teresa.
Well, I've been around. I'm not sure I like the sound of that.
Yeah, you want to rethink that, Doug. Stuart touched upon this at the front of the show about all the new ships coming out in 2012. So we'd love for you to give us all the juicy details. First, the Disney Fantasy, which will come out in March.
You know, everybody loves Disney. This is the second of their newest class. It'll be their fourth ship. It's called the Disney Fantasy. And, you know, it'll hold about 4,000 passengers. What it's really known for is obviously it's over the top for kids. You know, pool play areas, they have what they call a water roller coaster, you know, which swoops around the top deck in a glass tube. But it's also going to have plenty of spaces for adults, you know, where the kids aren't allowed. So that's why the adults who like Disney still like going on the ships.
Now, a lot of people have this misconception that if I go on a Disney ship, I'm going to be surrounded by kids 24/7. But there is a little hideaway, right, for adults only?
Yes, there is definitely. There's quiet areas. There's adult-only areas. For instance, on the Fantasy, there's going to be a new area for the adult guests on Deck 13. There's a quiet cove pool, a cove bar. And the other thing you have to remember about Disney is even if you don't go to the adult areas, they have so many programs for kids that are chaperoned. They have counselors. The kids are kept busy and active and away from the adults for most of the day.
Where's the Fantasy going to be home ported?
In Port Canaveral. It enters service. The maiden voyage is scheduled for March 31st. And what it's going to do is alternate seven-night Eastern and Western Caribbean cruises from Port Canaveral. So there's plenty of time to pair that cruise with a visit to Disney World.
There you go.
Yeah, I love me some Port Canaveral. all right, what's next, Doug?
Teresa, I absolutely love, well, I love the sister ship, Oceana Marina. But Oceana Riviera is coming out this April.
1,250 passengers. This is what's known as sort of an upper premium line. This is the second of their new ship. It's a sister to the Oceana Marina. So basically, this is going to be very similar to the Marina in a lot of ways. These ships have extremely upscale suites. You know, you're talking Ralph Lauren home furnishings, designers from New York, Dakota Jackson. The Grand Lobby has, you know, Lalique designed staircase. Jacques Pepin, if you ever watch him on PBS TV, he designed a French bistro for this ship. It is going to be christened in Monte Carlo on April 19th. And from there, it's going to operate in the Mediterranean. It'll spend the summer and fall in the Mediterranean, but then it'll be coming to the Caribbean next winter.
The Carnival Breeze comes out in June.
Yes, I feel like we've been seeing a lot of carnival ships lately, right, yes. Doug?
And it's actually, I guess it's like a hair bigger than its sister ship, the Carnival Magic.
Yes, just a tad. The Carnival Breeze is going to enter service in June. 3,690 passengers. So it's going to have a lot of these new features that were introduced on the Carnival Magic. One of Doug's favorites was the Red Frog Pub. Is that right, Doug?
Yes, it was. Love it.
And yeah, you were there too, weren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Big fan of their signature brew, Thirsty Frog Red.
Now, that cruise where the both of you were on, is that the one where they ran out of the Red Frog Red beer?
We pretty much were responsible for that. Happy to say.
Well, a big thing about Carnival Breeze, Teresa, is it's going to have some of those Funship 2.0 enhancements, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, like Guy's Burger Joint from Chef Guy Fieri, which those burgers are amazing.
And as a matter of fact, it's so good that a lot of people on board thought you had to pay extra for it, but you didn't. So, yeah, so the Carnival Breeze will have that. It will have the new Blue Iguana Cantina, which also served up freshly made burritos and tacos. Something new that's coming on the Carnival Breeze, which I'm sort of looking forward to, is something called a library bar, where they have these self-serve wine selections. You can pour yourself a glass of wine. But then there's books and board games. That sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Sounds like a dangerous combination.
It's going to be home-ported where, Teresa?
It's going to be home-ported in Barcelona and operate 12-day Mediterranean cruises. It's going to be going to places like Marseille, France, or Monaco, Livorno, which is the port for Florence and Pisa, Naples, Dubrovnik, Venice, and Civitavecchia, the port for Rome, as well as Messina, which is the port in Sicily.
Yes. Very good, very good. And lastly, in October, the fifth in the Solstice class, the Celebrity Reflection.
I tell you, this class of ship has become so popular.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about 3,000 passengers, a little over. And the Reflection will have some of the new features that were first introduced on Celebrity Silhouette, which came out last summer. One of my favorite spots on a cruise ship is the 56-seat Lawn Club Grill, which is an outdoor grill restaurant, literally grills. And the twist is that you can select the cut of beef you want, and then you can go to the grill and cook it yourself. Now, some people have the attitude, why should I cook it if I'm paying for it? Because it is a four-fee restaurant. But it's kind of fun. You're sitting out on the top of the deck. You know, you have that great smell from steak sizzling on the grill. It's kind of fun.
And if you screw it up, you have no one to complain to but yourself.
That's right.
That's cool. I like that idea.
Yeah, I liked it. It was kind of fun. It has some other cool outdoor places. There's a little spot called The Porch. You know, a little outdoor spot. Celebrity calls it Hampton style, you know, supposed to have that upscale flair. There's an art studio where the cruisers can go and learn how to paint or make jewelry or things like that.
Teresa, I also heard they're going to have more suites on the Reflection.
Because they're going to have more suites, there's going to be more people on the ship, so they're adding more loungers to the pool deck, more seating to the theater and that type of thing. And the Reflection will enter service November 18th with a cruise from Barcelona to Miami. And then it'll stay there offering Eastern Caribbean cruises throughout the winter.
She is the editor-in-chief of Vacation Agent magazine, Teresa Norton-Masick. As always, thank you so much, my dear.
Likewise, gentlemen.
This is Cruise Radio.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being, and they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now, tripinsurance.com. We have listener Sonia Chereau from Houston, Texas with us. She recently took a five-night cruise aboard the Carnival Triumph out of Galveston, Texas. And welcome to Cruise Radio, Sonia.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Have you ever sailed on the Triumph before?
This would have been the first time.
What about Carnival in general?
Actually, I've had four cruises with Carnival. I've had the Conquest and the Ecstasy.
Now, how was embarkation at the Port of Galveston?
Oh, my God, that was the fastest that I've ever had, ever cruising out of Galveston.
What time did you show up?
At about 11:30, and we were on that ship probably 4 minutes before 12.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome. So they're very efficient, obviously. What were your first impressions of the ship?
Nice ship. Pretty nice size. The globe theme was kind of neat to see, and with it being the Christmas season, the Christmas trees and everything and the Christmas music, it made it kind of festive. There was the gingerbread house land that they had out there on the Lido deck, you know, that was kind of fascinating. Also in the Lido deck and the buffet area, you know, the semi-nude mermaids were kind of distracting, but other than that.
Speaking of the Lido deck, how were the public areas?
It was a little tight than what we were used to. But it was pretty crowded, but it's a lot of open space. Like I say, it wasn't gaudy from what we could see of it, but everyone seemed to have been having a great time, and it wasn't a lot of bumping into each other or anything like that.
How was the food?
The food was good. The shock for my daughter was she was used to having some form of shrimp every night, and that was not on the menu. It seemed to be a kind of modified version of the Carnival menus that we've had in the past. Mm. Still had your lobster night, which was fantastic. I'm kind of used to, like I said, shrimp. There was some form of shrimp every night, and on the Carnival Triumph, that wasn't so.
Yeah, it seems like they always have that shrimp cocktail appetizer.
Correct, in this case, at least.
Did you take advantage of any of the shows?
We did take advantage. We took advantage of two family comedy shows, the cowboy comedian, and forgive me, I don't remember the other guy's name. And I did take the comedy comedian adult show for 18 and up. Also, there was a fantastic magic show on there as well that we had a blast, and it was basically standing room only for that show.
How are your cabins?
Actually, because we had an interior cabin, this was the first time that we was on level 2. We've never been that low, and actually we really did enjoy the cabin. It was quite spacious. There was a lot of closet space and cabinets on there compared to when we've had interior cabins with the Conquest. It was nicely lit. I love the fact that you can still keep up with your expenses on the television.
Oh, yeah.
Not that we spent a whole lot of time in there.
Now, you hit Progreso and Cozumel in Mexico. Mm-hmm. How were those ports?
Progreso, we've been there before, and this was the first time we took an excursion to a Mayan pyramid, one of the ones that you could actually climb. It was a bit of a history lesson, which was fine with us. It was great. It was a very active excursion. Cozumel, since we had also been there before, we decided to just go walking. And so we saw parts of it that we'd never seen before in the past. We thought it pretty much stopped at the shopping centers right there when you got off the boat. But there's a whole world back there. And I would suggest people, if you know, for once, just go and walk the island.
We always enjoy hearing from our listeners because we love our listeners. Hence, we love you. Sonia Chereau It's hard to say quickly. Sonia Chereau out of Houston, Texas. Thanks so much for sharing your experience with us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, that's going to do it. Don't forget, you can get all the latest cruise news on the homepage of our new and improved website at cruiseradio.net. And make sure you sign up for the instant email alert updates so you can get the very latest information in the upper right-hand corner of our homepage. Just fill out your email address underneath where it says instant email updates.
And do us a favor. If you're listening to us on iTunes, leave us a review. If you love us, if you hate us, whatever you want to put, log on to iTunes and under the reviews there, under the show, leave us one. We'd love to see it.
And don't forget, we're on the Stitcher Radio Network, the easiest way to listen to Cruise Radio and other podcasts. Just go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Stitcher Radio icon. And it's a free app. From the Cruise Radio Studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cruise Radio. For information on how your company can reach over 100,000 travel enthusiasts a week, email sales@cruiseradio.net. Find Cruise Radio on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just search Cruise Radio.
The preceding Cruise Addicts talk show was a production of Cruise Radio.